On the screen, against the filtered aura of a blue sun, Aggression Barb cruisers closed on a Shintanil crypt ship. One of its four weapon spires had been reduced to a melted stump, and it left a gaseous trail as it tried to escape. The debris of 1,000 ships lay spread out in vast glittering clouds, amongst which a few lesser craft fought on against the relentless victors. The pursuing Barb cruisers launched missiles, but before they reached their target, the crypt ship blew apart in a series of violent explosions.
"This has happened 3 times," the construct said. "Either their vessels self-destruct, or when we manage to take Shintanil prisoners, their life signs slow and shut down as their cyborg systems carry out a preset process of self-annihilation. With the Vor, it is similar. Unhesitating suicide, resulting in the death of both endosymbiote and host, a pattern of behaviour utterly different from the last time they made their presence known."
75,000 years in human reckoning since those revenant species last made any inroads into the levels of hyperspace, the semi-organic said. Back then they were fighting each other, and after several thousand years of diminishing activity and rare sightings, it was thought that they had simply died out. Who or what brought them back from oblivion, I wonder?
And modified their behaviour so radically, the construct said.
The Godhead seems to be the likely candidate.
Even so, I had sent Robert Horst to attempt communication with it, perhaps to negotiate a cessation if it was behind the aforementioned anomalous events. With that in mind, observe the following.
The scenes of battle on the wall screen vanished, and the image of Robert Horst seated in a padded wooden armchair near an open window expanded as he resumed speaking.
"Led me to Buzhael on Tier 103.
Have you ever been there?"
"No," came the construct's voice from off-cam. "I do know that it's called the City of Bone."
"It's an accurate description," Horst said. "The adjacent tier, 104, is practically a stupendous ossuary, containing the fossilized remains of gargantuan creatures, some over 10 kilometers in length, so I was told. Anyway, in Buzhael, I met a renegade Shintanil, or rather one who had not undergone the regeneration process.
The call death.
That's it. He called himself Eshanam, and openly admitted that his job was to spot any Godhead hunters and send them onwards to be captured by the Godhead servants. But he told me he had grown disillusioned with the deceits and the betrayals, especially since the last survivors of his own species had been lied to and subtly enslaved by the Godhead. He said that he knew of a way to a strange place cherished by the Godhead, from which there was a gateway which bypassed the guarded ways and the elaborate labyrinths of traps."
Horst grinned. It sounded so like a typical con that I nearly laughed in his face.
The construct paused the image and spoke to the semi-organic.
It turned out that Eshanam was being truthful, and after another clandestine meeting, he and Horst, each in their own craft, headed out along several cross-tiered jumps. Unfortunately, the Shintanil was being tracked by hostiles who attacked them after they reached an airless rocky fissure. They fled, but became separated